And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, listeners.
Let's start off with what has been a, I don't know if it's your busiest week of the year, but you've got Labor Day weekend, you start off Friday, and you end the following Sunday with the defeat of Jesse James Days. A lot of things going on. Is that maybe the busiest time of the year for the Northfield Police Department?
Yeah, it really is, Jeff. We have very few problems that week before and generally Labor Day, but we have a lot of college students moving back into town, which just makes it busy. Traffic is busy, you know, that type of thing. So we're pretty busy that week before Defeat Days. And then, of course, when Defeat of Jesse James Days kicks off and we start celebrating, we get about 80,000-100,000 of our closest friends coming to help us with that.
So every day.
Yeah, it makes it a little busy. Our staff, pretty much during the 4 days, Thursday to Sunday, everybody is assigned a 12-hour shift in there, and so all of our officers are working a lot during that time. And then our reserve unit obviously helps out a lot too. Our volunteer reserves.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. This is a time where the reserve crew is at their most visible throughout the course of the year. They are doing a lot of the, I'm trying to think of what the word would be. I don't want to, you know, small work. I don't want to put down what they have to do, but there is a role for them to play in this weekend. And by all accounts, it seems like they've done a very good job.
They've done a great job. In fact, our crew this year is, our reserves are about half of what they were back in 2019. Between some pandemic stuff and then a lot of times our reserves, not all of our reserves, but a lot of them are joining us in the reserve unit to get some experience in law enforcement. They're college students going to school or maybe recently graduated with a law enforcement degree and are looking for a job. Well, our labor market for police officers is pretty thin right now. So a lot of those folks that we would hold on to for maybe a year or 2 years while they're finishing up or looking for a job, it doesn't happen. They get snatched up pretty darn quick after graduation. So our numbers really have dwindled. So that crew that we had this year really put a lot of time in and a lot of effort. And, you know, as you said, we don't want to minimize the work they do. They may not be making arrests, as we view, and not that we make arrests during Defeat Days, but those more visible law enforcement efforts that we see. But the work they do is very important. A lot of the traffic control and just that visible presence. There's an extra uniform out there that's reporting to us. Anything that people may need assistance with. There were several calls this weekend where they were first on scene for medicals and helping get additional medical help to folks. Missing children, we had two of those over by the carnival on Thursday night, and they were really instrumental in getting that information out to the other officers and helping us to locate those children.
A couple other things about Defeat Days, and first of all, with the reserves, I want to say you have the majority are young students getting some experience going on. It's not limited to that. People, if you're looking for more reserves, You don't have to be 19. You can be a fully grown adult with even another career, can't you?
Absolutely. In fact, we have several that are. We have a couple that are close to my age. So they just really enjoy the work. They enjoy working with our officers and with that group, but they really enjoy giving back to their community too. And they find it a very rewarding way to give back.
One other thing about Defeat Days is I saw and talked to Officer Champagne Eichlenberg, who had been running the Pink Patch Project. Okay. And she was excited about the results that they had. Have you got the final results in? Was it a successful program?
It was very successful. And big shout out to Officer Champagne Eichlenberg for her work in organizing that, getting it ready to go, and kicking that off during Defeat Days. A big thank you to the Defeat Days Committee for allowing us to partner during that time for that kickoff. We had a lot of good conversations with folks in the community and heard stories about how cancers affect their lives or others in their family and their loved ones, and just really appreciated that we were, using our connections and our platform to, promote cancer awareness and to raise money for the American Cancer Society. So, as I said, we've all worked a lot of hours over Defeat Days, and Champagne's actually been on days off here since then. So I don't have a total. I do know that we ran out of pins, all the pins that we had. We got it kind of an emergency order in Saturday of some additional ones and sold out of all of those too. And we sold quite a few patches. So successful. I would guess that we'll be in the thousands for the dollars that we'll be able to donate to American Cancer Society. And again, all of that money raised goes to the American Cancer Society. There's no fee for us. Any work that our officers did or the volunteers that helped us, that's all volunteer work. So we'll be able to make a good donation, and we will get you that total probably in about a week.
All right. Well, good work. That was a job well done by Officer Eichlenberg. Let's move on. The other night at the city council, we had put in a proposed budget. You're looking to add some officers. We talked to you earlier this year. You're finally fully staffed. And how long did that last? The people do come and go to some extent, but you're doing some hiring and you're looking to hire some in the future. I mean, you're looking a couple of years in advance at what the police department's going to look like in maybe 2024, because you have to. You have some officers retiring. Let's talk about the hiring and the budgeting process.
Yeah, so we'll start out with we are hiring for a police officer right now. We had one of our officers that's been with us for, for about 6 or 8 years, but about 10 years as an officer, had decided that he wants to have a different career other than policing. Unfortunately, in our profession, we're seeing more and more of that over the last couple of years, folks just opting out and deciding that they want to do something other than police work, which makes it challenging finding other folks to replace them right now. But as a result of that, we do have a hiring. So we're hiring one officer to replace that officer. We have applications or hiring information posted on the city website right now, and those applications close on September 25th. We'll try to move very quickly with the hiring process while still being diligent and making sure we hire a good candidate. But we're really hopeful that we get some good candidates in. So anybody out there, if you know someone that has completed their college requirements and is eligible to be hired by the post board, or maybe they're working for another department and they would really like to come and work in Northfield, a great community.
It is a great community.
So if you know someone like that, pass the word on and hopefully we'll get someone hired. Now, in addition to that, you did mention the budget, and I had a request in the budget for an additional sergeant position, an administrative sergeant position that would fill a couple different roles. And one of the big ones is, in the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of police reform measures have come forward, additional reporting requirements, training requirements, and accountability that have been placed. And all of those state and federal mandates are unfunded mandates. They don't come with a reimbursement mechanism. So it's quite a bit of extra work that we need to take on in the police department to make sure we're meeting all those requirements. So that position would fill some of those needs. And then, in the last couple of years, we want to make sure we continue what we've done. And we had a couple big undertakings with a brand new police policy manual, complete revamp there. It's posted online. And then our emergency operations plan for the city is also completely new. And those two plans, or manual and the plan, are pretty big undertakings, and were last completely revamped 10 years ago, or a little over 10 years ago, for the policy manual, and 20 years ago for the emergency operation plan. And we know that that is not the proper way to do management. We know that we need to really have eyes on that on an ongoing basis, make sure we're staying up to date with the most current recommendations, laws, plans, those type of things. So we want to make sure we have the staff capacity to be able to do that, and that this will fill that role. In addition to that, just supervision, development of employees, and succession planning. As you mentioned, we've got a couple retirements that we know are coming in 2024. We have three of our supervisors out of seven, so that's 43% of our supervisors are going to be retiring in the year 2024. At least that's their plan right now. And we want to get a supervisor on board in the middle of 2023 so that they can have about a year of experience as a supervisor and go through some development themselves before we have that exodus. So for the 2023 budget, that's our ask. It would mean hiring an officer at the beginning of the year, and it takes about 6 months for an officer to go through our field training program and be in a position where they're trained and able to work alone and fill a spot in the schedule. So we would want to hire that person, get them through that training, and then at that time promote someone. So quite a bit of planning went into this, timing of it. We're trying to minimize, you know, effects on the budget, obviously, while at the same time making sure that we have proper supervision for the department.
Once again, Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us, and we're talking about a number of different things going on with the Northfield Police Department. Boy, I can't think of anything else I wanted to ask you while we have you in here. Anything else you'd like to pass along?
You know, just going back to defeat days, I'd just really like to say thank you for the Defeat of Jesse James Days Committee. The police department has a spot with their committee and are involved in their planning meetings throughout the year. So we're aware of what events they're having, if they're changing any events, timing of things, all of that. And we're really thankful that we're a part of that process because it allows us to do our planning internally and make sure that we can meet the needs and demands that our community has during that time. And we just find they're really good to work with. When we have something that comes up that's new or we're looking at approaching something in a different way, we work with them to find out how that affects their events, timing of their events to make sure we can have staff at all of the different mm-hmm. events and positioned to be able to take care of any public safety needs that may come up. And again, it's a partnership. There's lots of folks in the community, obviously, that work on that. But we're just really thankful that the committee includes us in that and allows us to be part of that planning process.
All right. Well said. Chief, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you again in the not distant future, I'm sure.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
Yep. Northfield Chief of Police Mark Elliott. You're listening to